French warplanes hit ISIS targets in Syria today again. More retaliation for the deadly attacks in Paris last Friday night that French officials say were planned in Syria. The U.S. and Russia are also fighting ISIS in Syria, but there are questions now about whether the U.S. and the rest of the world should be doing more now. Tim Kaine is a Democratic senator from Virginia. He's a member of the Armed Services and Foreign Relations Committees, and he joins us now. Welcome.
Indira, good to be with you.
Senator Kaine, should the attacks in Paris change the fight against ISIS?
They should probably change the fight to some degree, but what they really should do, Indira, is they should raise the degree of focus on it in Congress especially. Congress has really been avoiding accountability for the war against ISIS that the United States has been engaged in since August of 2014. And I think what the Paris attacks show, together with the claimed responsibility for the downing of the Egyptian airliner and the bombing in Beirut, is that Congress can't hide from this. ISIL isn't going away, and Congress now needs to engage in a more significant way.
Well, let me ask you about Congress and accountability. It's been more than a year since the Pentagon began airstrikes against ISIS in both Iraq and Syria. Why has Congress not voted yet on the authorization for the use of force resolution that the president sent to you earlier this year?
Indira, I'm sad to say Congress hasn't voted on it because Congress frankly, is afraid to cast a vote on a war after 15 years, 14 years since 9/11, being in wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. Members of Congress have decided that they would rather criticize the president's strategy, but not vote to either authorize it or revise it or stop it. And that is what has slowed it down. I introduced a resolution to authorize military action against ISIL on the 11th of September, 2014. We eventually got a vote in the Foreign Relations Committee on that in December. It passed, but on a partisan vote because the Republicans said, and I can understand that, we're about to take the Senate majority and we want to do it our way. Since then, we've done virtually nothing. The president sent an authorization up in February. Congress hasn't taken it up. Senator Jeff Flake and I, a Republican, and I introduced a resolution in June, an authorization to show we can be bipartisan here. There hasn't been any action on ours either. But I do think momentum is building. You've seen recently a group of 35 House members, bipartisan, urge the new Speaker, Paul Ryan, to get Congress involved in authorizing finally this war, and the same kind of increased attention is being paid in the Senate.
So your point is basically that Republican members of Congress in particular are pressing the president to do more in terms of warfare, but they don't want to take responsibility, particularly in an election cycle, for having cast that vote. So I assume you're thinking specifically of people like Senator Cruz, Senator Rubio, Senator Rand Paul, although I think we know how he would vote on that. Do you think it's that Republican members of Congress are using this as a political cudgel against the president?
Indira, there is some partisanship to this, but here's the thing that really matters. We've got 3,700 people deployed overseas. We've lost 10 service members and American hostages to ISIL. How dare we order these people to risk their lives every day if we're not willing to have a debate and actually vote?
All right, well, let's talk about that strategy. In Turkey yesterday, President Obama said that the U.S. will continue to do what it has been doing to combat ISIS, that he has no plans to expand U.S. boots on the ground. Your colleague, Senator John McCain, was asked on Morning Edition about what the president said. Let's listen to Senator McCain.
He is basically saying that he has a strategy that's working and he'll continue that. I mean, no one accepts that.
So, Senator Kaine, are you satisfied with that? Is the Obama administration strategy against ISIS working, or are the Paris attacks a game changer?
Well, I'm not satisfied that the strategy is working. We have three problems. There is the problem of ISIL, major. There is the problem of the civil war in Syria, which is fundamentally about the atrocities of Bashar al-Assad. And then there is the problem of this massive migrant refugee crisis, the worst crisis since World War II. These are all connected. And where the Obama administration has sort of failed strategically, in my view, is while we're doing things like we're writing a big check for humanitarian aid and we're engaged with the Kurds in northern Iraq and northern Syria, we're sort of just doing a bunch of things without having a clear strategic doctrine that unifies. Okay, we've got these three problems. What are we doing to kind of advance on all three?
Okay, we'll leave it there. Democratic Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Okay, thanks, Indira.